Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine. Today I'd like to discuss new guidance regarding management of abnormal cervical cancer screening tests. In 2012, several professional groups, including the American Society for Colposcopy and Cervical Pathology, or ASCCP, issued updated guidelines regarding cervical cancer screening. Now the ASCCP has updated its 2006 guidance for managing women with abnormal cervical cancer screening tests and cancer precursors, issuing 19 algorithms which address clinical scenarios ranging from women with unsatisfactory cytology to those with various degrees of squamous and glandular intraepithelial neoplasia. Given the growing use of co-testing, which combines cytology with assessment for high-risk HPV, this new guidance is timely. With these new guidelines, certain women with screening tests for whom colposcopy with cervical biopsies was previously recommended should now be initially managed without colposcopy. For instance, for women ages 21 to 24 with cytology indicating either atypical squamous cells of undetermined significance, or ascus, or a low-grade squamous intraepithelial lesion, also known as LSIL, the new guidelines do not recommend initial colposcopy. Instead, when HPV reflex testing following ascus cytology is negative in such women, they should resume routine screening. If the initial screen reveals ascus with positive HPV or LSIL, repeat cytology is recommended at 12 months. A second algorithm that caught my attention concerns management of women with LSIL. If LSIL is found in the course of performing co-testing and the HPV result is negative, repeat co-testing in 1 year now represents preferred management. In contrast, if LSIL is not accompanied by an HPV test, or if such testing is positive, colposcopy continues to be recommended. For me, the algorithms included in this new guidance are too complicated to memorize, so I plan to keep a copy handy where I see patients. I would like to thank Dr. Carl Smith, Director of GYN Oncology at my institution, for his helpful review of this commentary. Thank you. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.